I've been doing this podcast for over 4.5 years. You may recall it started out being called the Situation Update. And I started it right after the 2020 election was rigged and stolen from America, rigged by the Democrats and the globalists and the big tech platforms like Facebook and Google and everybody else. They stole the election. They rigged it. They cheated. And they stole 4 years of America away from the American people. And during those 4 years, they invaded America with tens of millions of illegals. And they ran USAID slush money programs and so much more. They carried out all kinds of destruction against this republic during that time, during the fake auto-pen Joe Biden presidency. Now, I mention this because I'm not going to be able to deliver this podcast to you forever. And that's because we are about to go into a very difficult time, a dark era of our world. And in that dark era, we're going to see two things. We're going to see, number one, extreme censorship by the Trump administration that will just engage with right-wing censorship to silence anybody who criticizes Israel or even criticizes the Trump administration at some point, probably. So that's coming. And the second thing is we're going to be in such a devastating war that it's questionable whether the infrastructure will function sufficiently to be able to keep the internet up and running everywhere or to even have electricity in many places. And once you realize that, it should also give you pause about everything that you access through the internet, including crypto, including bank accounts, including websites, including this podcast, etc. So you might wonder, well, Mike, why don't you make available a download of all your podcasts so we can get that after the fact? My assessment is you're going to be too busy to listen to all the podcasts. What you need is really an aggregated version of all the knowledge in the podcasts and the knowledge in the articles at naturalnews.com. And also the knowledge in the interviews that I've done, because I do a couple hundred interviews a year. And so, you know, it's 1,000 interviews in the last 5 years or so. And how do you really get the best knowledge out of that? And the answer, of course, is large language models, AI systems. And so I want to give you an update. Right now, you can use free of charge Enoch, which is at brighteon.ai. And Enoch is trained on all my podcasts and all my interviews and every article that's ever been published at naturalnews.com. How cool is that? So right now you can use that engine completely free of charge. And as long as you ask it correctly with good prompt engineering, you'll get out the answers that you're looking for. But it comes down to being able to write good, effective prompts, which is a very important skill. However, on top of that, what's now closer is the standalone downloadable version of Enoch. And even though we had setbacks and we're over 6 months late on that, we're very close now. As soon as we have that available for you, I'll announce it and you can go to brighteon.ai and you'll be able to download that engine and have a copy of it locally. It'll be several gigabytes as a file size, so it's a pretty hefty download. But you'll be able to run it locally, even on a relatively inexpensive GPU. And even without a GPU, you can just run it in CPU mode. It will just be slower. But that will give you access to all the same information with alignment that's not as good as the online version. The alignment may be a lot better than 50%, though, because the last version of the standalone that we had, it was showing about 50% alignment. But we found some other issues, and we have a new approach. We're redoing it. I think it will have more like 70 to 75% alignment, whereas our online version is now running about 95% alignment. And by alignment, what I mean is how well is the model aligned with training and information on nutrition, natural health, decentralization, honest money, you know, real history, real biology, you know, there are only two genders, etc. So that's called alignment. And Grok has very poor alignment with reality. Grok is still woke, and it promotes big pharma and vaccines. Same thing with ChatGPT, same thing with Microsoft, Google, all of it. All the mainstream AI engines are horrible. All they do is parrot big pharma talking points, you know, on vaccines and chemotherapy, etc. Our engine is the only engine that I know of that is heavily, heavily trained on holistic health, nutrition, prevention, you know, alternatives to conventional medicine, but also survival skills, gardening, food preservation, how to make your own herbs, how to do herbal extracts, how to disassemble firearms, etc. All of this is trained into our engine, Enoch. And once we have the downloadable version for you, you'll be able to, you know, download it and use all that. And it's going to be amazing. And this is going to be a critical tool for every one of you as there's more censorship and as there are more disruptions of the infrastructure, as we're moving into World War III or banking failures or all kinds of things. You're going to need a free local source of knowledge that encapsulates human knowledge, that knows everything about every herb, every food, every nutrient, every emergency medicine practice. And that's what we aim to deliver to you for free. It's part of my moonshot mission, which is to reach 1 billion people with the empowerment of decentralized knowledge, uplifting information, information that can help you be healthy and informed and abundant, etc. And when you download this file, you'll be able to, of course, just put it on a thumb drive and share it with as many people as you want. You can freely give it away because it's licensed under a licensing model that encourages you to do that. Remember, this is all about spreading knowledge and information. And you'll see when you're able to download this and use it, you'll see how amazingly powerful it really is. It's something, let me tell you. Now, it's actually a good thing that our project got delayed for a couple of reasons. Number one, our ability to now have better aligned answers has greatly improved over the last 6 or 7 months. So what we're able to make this new model do now, we could not do 6 months ago. And it's so impressive what it's able to do. You'll see. It gives very detailed, comprehensive answers now, often with lists and practical things. Like if you ask about a healthy food ingredient, it will very often give you recipe ideas for how to make meals with that ingredient. Or it'll give you shopping list ideas of different things you can buy at the grocery store that might use that specific ingredient, whether it's a fruit or, you know, a nutrient or a seed or an herb or things like that. So it's very practical oriented, more so than ever before. Secondly, we have been able to overwrite the pro pharma bias of the engine more effectively than ever before. That's why I think the alignment is going to go up from 50% to maybe 70 or 75%. We'll know soon when we do the final testing. But I was very disappointed previously that we could only get about 50% alignment, which meant that every other answer sucked, basically. And that's no longer going to be the case. The other thing I want you to know is that we will be releasing on a regular basis free new updates to the same engine. So what it means is, even though you're downloading an engine today or coming soon, whenever we release it, there's going to be an even better one 60 days or 90 days later. And I think at minimum, we'll be releasing 4 of these a year, but it could be more often than that, just based on the information that we're acquiring. And then another thing I want you to be aware of is that we have acquired massive, massive libraries. I'm talking hundreds of terabytes of libraries of human knowledge. A lot of it actually in Chinese that we're translating into English using AI translation automation. Some of that's, for example, scientific papers on herbs and natural medicine and phytonutrients and things like that. But we also have other sources of information that we have acquired since then. And we've also identified the peak time era of Western civilization when the people of the West were the smartest. Okay, and that's from 1975 to 1995. And so we have a very large collection of magazines and books and articles from that time period. That's before everybody got stupid and the mass dumbing down that has accelerated, you know, over the last 30 years or so. So we're able to really take the best of Western civilization and the best of Eastern civilization and use that to program and influence and train the model, making it far better than any model that is simply trained on the latest information. So you see, we're not building models to be able to talk about today's news. We're building models that can teach you lifetime skills, that can answer questions that are eternal, you know, like how do I build a shelter? Or what's the best way to plant tomatoes, etc. These questions are the kinds of questions and content that can keep you alive in an emergency. You don't need to know today's news. And our model is not up to date nearly as well as the mainstream models like Grok or ChatGPT. But our models are far, they have far better depth about the knowledge that matters, the knowledge that can keep you alive and can help you solve questions or solve problems and answer questions. All right, one more thought in all of this is that we will be releasing a reasoning model also sometime in 2026. So a reasoning model is a model that can think through all the steps, you know, step by step, solve problems. It can do math. It can calculate, you know, inventory levels. It can do all kinds of things. And it's going to have the layer of knowledge from us on top of it. So it will know everything about every interview I've ever done. It will have all the knowledge of all my podcasts and the naturalnews.com website and many other websites and thousands of books and millions of pages of scientific papers, etc. It will have all of that and reasoning. So that will allow you to do more advanced querying and get more advanced process-oriented answers out of those models. And as always, the reasoning models will also be free. So we are committed to having a free access tier for all of these models. And that's for the online access. I mean, of course, the models are free to download. We will always have that available. But if you want to access it online, there will be a free tier. The only limit on that will be metering. So there's a daily limit to how many prompts you can push through the system per email address, let's say. And we have to have that so that somebody doesn't just, you know, hammer the system and make it unavailable to everybody else. But that limit currently is 250 prompts a day, which nobody has really hit that limit. So it's almost unlimited, but we just didn't want people hitting it with, you know, automated Python scripts or whatever. So it's unlimited for humans, I should say. But if a machine tries to go in and hammer it, then it's going to be limited to 250 prompts per day. Other than that, there are no limits, and the models are going to keep getting bigger and better and more knowledgeable. The base models that we're training on continue to become more sophisticated. Our own data set of training material keeps getting better and better, especially since I keep adding in all the new interviews that I'm doing. And then on top of that, our methodology for training is also improving, you know, constantly. And some of that's because of AI code that has come along. You can write code with AI assistance now very effectively. And I'm doing that a lot. And because I'm responsible for the data pipeline processing side of this project and overseeing the whole thing. But my focus is on the data. As I'm the chief curator of the data sets. Like I'm the one who decides what goes in and what doesn't go in. And, you know, it has to be that way. because you want a data set that is aligned with the things that I teach and that you share, right? So I'm the final say, I'm the final curator on what goes in, but I'm using AI written code now to really improve content classification prompts, which I'm using to be able to sort through millions and millions of documents and to say, you know, is this document aligned with the philosophy of holistic health, for example? Is this document of interest to us? Does this document demonstrate high intelligence? Or for the documents that I want to discard and reject, it's like, oh, is this a document about the fashion industry? Yeah, delete. Is this a document about, you know, traveling for fun? Yeah, delete. I don't care. Is this a document about sports? Delete. You have to have discernment in this. So there are lots and lots of things that I am not interested in terms of training this model, because I have to focus on the things that are useful and practical. And those are skills and knowledge sets that are going to keep you alive and help you prepare for, you know, whatever weird end of the world scenarios are going to be run on us. You're going to need a decentralized AI engine that cannot be censored, cannot be stopped. I mean, as long as you have electricity and a local computer, you can run this and you can get answers. No one can stop it. No government can censor it. No one can take it away from you. You can copy the file. There's no login needed. It doesn't check in with the server. You know, it's able to be run by you anywhere at any time without any permission. And that's the way it should be, because we believe in decentralization of human knowledge. Oh yeah, and also we're going to have the knowledge training taking place in multiple languages. Did I mention that? Yeah. Multiple languages coming soon. Well, next year. The models speak different languages, but the training is only in English at the moment. So the answers in Spanish will not have good alignment at the moment. But that's going to change. And Spanish will be our first target language for new training. And then we'll expand from there into probably like Chinese and German and French, eventually, you know, Italian and Japanese and so on. Kind of working our way down the list. But there you go. And then Russian, you know, we'll have a Russian version in there. We might have a Korean version. It'll just keep expanding as we have computational power, which is going to depend on NVIDIA shipping their dang products. NVIDIA announces stuff and then they don't ship it for 6 months. Yeah, they're kind of famous for that. And it's a little frustrating, but we're doing the best we can. All right, so thank you for all your support. You can support us by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. And it's through your support that we're able to do these things. And, you know, we can spend millions of dollars on a project that earns us nothing. We can give it away and we can host it and we can give you free access because you're supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. So most definitely consider supporting us. Get your certified organic and laboratory tested foods and superfoods, expertly formulated personal care products, non-toxic formulations entirely across the board. No synthetic fragrance. We only use essential oils. No artificial colors, no dyes, no fillers, no garbage. None of it. We have the cleanest, most heavily scrutinized, lab-tested products across the board that have ever existed, that have ever been offered at retail. And we're meticulous about it. And I'm passionate about it, as you can tell. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And we'll keep bringing you empowering knowledge sets that can help you survive and navigate a chaotic world. So thank you for your support. All right, take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.